Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill some requests, celebrate the birthday of L. Wolfe Gilbert.
What a songwriter. You know, he wrote Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, Down Yonder, The Peanut Vendor, Lilac Time, and oh, a great bunch of songs.
Yes, thanks, Jack. And listen to This Past Week in Recording History. I received a very nice email this past week from listener Bill, sharing memories of his uncle's music store in the Bronx, and requesting With You. So for listener Bill, here's that handsome, debonair man about town, Harry Richman.
I could find the road to happiness with you close to me, dear. I could turn a failure to success if you always were near. I could make my dreams come true, but it will depend on you. With you, a sunny day, without you, clouds in the sky. With you, my luck will stay, without you, fortune will fly. With you, I'll never stop, until I've reached the top. Without you, I will never get by. With you, a happy song. Without you, castles that fall. With you, I can't go wrong. Without you, chances are small. With you, my banners and pearls, right there on top of the world. Without you, I'm just nothing at all. With you, a sunny day. Without you, clouds in the sky. With you, my luck will stay. Without you, fortune will fly. With you, I'll never fall, until I've reached the top. Without you, I will never get by. With you, a happy song. Without you, castles that fall. With you, I can't go wrong. Without you, chances are small. With you, my banners and pearls, right there on top of the world. Without you, I'm just nothing at all.
Thank you. I walk on becomes a lover's lane when I'm with you. I can see the sun the way out in the rain when I'm with you. To lose you would be tragic. Here is my heart unfurled. You have that certain magic. Why, you're the seven wonders of the world. Snow is on the ground, but the leaves are on the trees when I'm with you. Flowers sing a love song, there's music in the breeze when I'm with you. Please let me make this confession. You're my magnificent obsession. The world is all in rhyme, lovely one, when I'm with you.
Ted Black and his orchestra with Tom Brown providing the vocal on I'm With You from September 14th, 1931. Ted Black formed his band in 1929 and still had most of his original members when he disbanded in 1943. The band toured, recorded, appeared on radio, and even on Broadway for the 1931 musical Ballyhoo. Before I'm With You, we heard When I'm With You, performed there by Skinny Innes with Hal Kemp and his orchestra in 1936. When I'm With You is from the 1936 Shirley Temple film Poor Little Rich Girl and was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. We began that segment with Harry Richman and With You from Puttin' on the Ritz, written by Irving Berlin. Backing Harry Richman there was Earl Burtnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Well, we just had a set of With You songs, so it only makes sense that we have a set of Without You songs. Here's Gene Rodemick's orchestra. Thank you.
Mr. Heinz, my dear, without a pickle. Picture good cigars without Havana. Picture Huey Long, less Louisiana. Mix them all together, and what have you got? Just a picture of me without you. Thank you.
From the musical comedy Jubilee, written by Cole Porter, that was Ramona Davies and Ken Darby with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and A Picture of Me Without You from September 7th, 1935. Before that, from February 23rd, 1928, we heard Johnny Marvin with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra and Without You, Sweetheart, written by Da Silva Brown and Henderson. We began that Without You set with Without You, played by Gene Rodemick's orchestra in December of 1922. Without You was written by Art Hickman, Ben Black, and Neil Moret. Last week, August 31st, marked the birth in 1886 in Odessa, Russia, of L. Wolf Gilbert, one of the most prolific lyricists of Tin Pan Alley. The L in L. Wolf Gilbert stands for Lewis. He came to the U.S. at age one and grew up in Philadelphia. His career began as a vaudeville and cafe entertainer, and he toured with John L. Sullivan and later with the Ragtime Octet, produced by Albert de Courville. In 1912, Gilbert had his first songwriting success with Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, which he co-wrote with Louis Muir. In 1915, Gilbert settled in Hollywood, California, writing for films and also participated in the Eddie Cantor radio show. He made many appearances on radio and TV and was one of the first songwriters to set up an independent publishing firm to promote his own catalog. In 1941, Gilbert was elected as a director of ASCAP, where he served until 1944. His autobiography is called Without Rhyme or Reason, and L. Wolf Gilbert died in Los Angeles, California on July 12, 1970. Highlights from his catalog include By Heck, Down Yonder, I Miss My Swiss, Ramona, Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, My Mother's Eyes, The Peanut Vendor, Green Eyes, Mama Inez, and These.
Thank you. had a mother died of love. Breakfast kisses by the bunch, sweet embraces for your lunch. You could try a mother died of love. One thing that makes it great, you can have more than your share. It don't affect your weight. When you hear that bill of fare, a sweetness hug for dinner never hurt, and some pepper for dessert, you should try it on a diet of love.
There's a band which may be familiar to our listeners in New Zealand, Gil Deck and his Syncopators and Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Louis F. Muir wrote the music and Len Maurice sang the L. Wolfe Gilbert lyrics on that September 1, 1932 recording. Pianist Gil Deck was one of the most recorded musicians in Australia. He originally came to Australia from England and was musical director at Columbia's recording studios in the 20s and 30s. In 1935, he moved to New Zealand. Before Gil Deck, we heard Ethel Shutter, who was on a diet of love. Ethel was accompanied on that December 22, 1929 Victor recording by her husband, George Olson, and his music. I'm on a Diet of Love was an Abel Bear-Elwolf-Gilbert collaboration and was preceded by Harry Roy singing another Bear-Gilbert effort, If I Didn't Know Your Husband and You Didn't Know My Wife. Accompanying Harry Roy on that March 25, 1930 recording was Harry's brother Sid, directing the American Dance Band, which of course wasn't an American dance band at all, but British. We began our tribute to Elwolf Gilbert with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra, definitely an American dance band and dancing to save your soul. The vocalist on that March 30, 1930 Victor recording was guitarist Nelson Hall, Ed Landry, who played tuba and bass, and Art Fleming, who played drums and vibes in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, I received a nice email from listener Tim in Oakland, California, asking if I could help in clarifying the lyrics to Sweet So-and-So. I'm afraid I haven't been much help with that, so far at least, but Tim also suggested playing the song, which I can do.
The modern Galahad, deep in his heart, he'll install you. But I am only a simple sort of lad. I have no pet names to call you. But now I bought the thesaurus, and there I found a few. I'll sing a little chorus of pet names meant for you. You darling, you doggy, you sweet so and so. Sweet thing, you neat thing, you set me aglow. My fun girl, my blonde girl, my sweetness and there. Without you, my life would be flat. I've lots of other names for your attention, and one or two I dare not even mention. My Venus, my goddess, let me be your beau, and you'll be my sweet so-and-so.
Thank you. about me, say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me, say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me, say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay, that's all I want to know. And what you're saying, please say it isn't so.
Thank you. none above me in your heart. Pining, I'll be pining till you do. Say so, don't resist me, say you've missed me from the start. Say so, for I pray so that it's true. There are just three little words I sigh for, crazy about them. Three little words I die for, can't live without them. Say so, change the gray sky to a gay sky ever blue. Say so, I should say so, I love you.
I like that record. Ben Selvin and his orchestra with Louis James providing the vocal on Say So, written by George and Ira Gershwin and P.G. Woodhouse for the show Rosalie. That Columbia recording was made just a couple of weeks after Rosalie opened at the New Amsterdam Theater on January 10, 1928, where it ran for 335 performances, closing on October 27th. Before Say So, we heard Frank Wells and Bill Hayd's Cubs, who were credited on the label of that Broadway 78 as the Castle Farm Serenaders, and Tain't So, Honey, Tain't So, written by Willard Robison, who was incorrectly credited on the label as Willard Robinson. And I know how that feels. That was recorded in Chicago around September of 1928 and was preceded by Dick Powell and Irving Berlin's Say It Isn't So from 1932. We began that set with a request from listener Tim in Oakland, California, for Jack Buchanan and Sweet So-and-So from 1928's That's a Good Girl. You'll see it variously as My Sweet So-and-So and You Sweet So-and-So, but the song was written by Philip Cherig, Douglas Ferber, Ira Gershwin, and Joseph W. Meyer, and I believe the official title is just Sweet So-and-So. British stage and film actor, singer, producer, and director Jack Buchanan was born in Helensburgh, Scotland on April 2, 1891, and I just got a compilation of his work on CD, so you can listen for a Jack Buchanan segment in a few months. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the Seattle Harmony Kings.
Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Seattle Harmony Kings, and If I Had a Girl Like You, recorded by Victor exactly 82 years ago this very day. The Seattle Harmony Kings was formed in the early 20s by reed man Eddie Niebauer and played in the Midwest at venues including Chicago's Friars Inn and Rendezvous Cafe and the Million Dollar Pier in Atlantic City. While the Seattle Harmony Kings were in Camden, New Jersey, recording If I Had a Girl Like You, the original Indiana Five were across the river in New York recording Oh Boy, What a Girl, written by Frank Wright and Frank Bessinger, also known as the Radio Franks. The band had recorded Oh Boy, What a Girl for Jeanette just a couple of weeks earlier. We finished up with the Four Robinson Carolina Club Orchestra recording in a soundproof room on the roof of the George Vanderbilt Hotel in Asheville, North Carolina on September 1, 1925, and Collegiate with an unidentified vocal trio. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.